This is Anthony Smith from A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, and you're listening to Adam and Nick on Cheering from the Cheap Seats.
What's up, Cheap Seaters? It's Nick.
And Adam.
And this is episode six. Is that Mexican?
It is Spanish.
Same thing, right?
If we want to be politically correct, it's Spanish.
Oh. It says anything about being politically correct. Oh, no. Canceled now.
We're trying to avoid getting canceled.
We done did get canceled. Anyways, hope y'all are doing good. How you doing today, bud?
I am fantastic.
I feel like that's going to be your go-to from here on out.
Yeah, I didn't mean for that to be the same word I say every time, but it just kind of happened.
So. I kind of like it. Feel like, you know, you got your own show, you're gonna have to have your own little catchphrase. Yes, yeah, you know, fans and fanettes for me didn't really catch on. Our boy James was like, hey, you should just call everybody Cheap Seaters, so that's what I'm going with now. Everybody's Cheap Seaters. Yes, you know, especially since our show is called Cheering for the Cheap Seats. So Cheap Seaters, you know, if you guys don't like it, too bad. Anyways,
don't at me.
Yeah, or you can, but I might ignore you.
Yeah, I won't read it.
Anyway, so we are, like we mentioned, we're on episode six. And, you know, last episode we reviewed the Kannapolis Cannonballers, the low A East team in Kannapolis, North Carolina for the Chicago White Sox. And, you know, normally after a review, if you guys have been following along with us, the rest of our episodes, after a review, we used to do an episode where we do like a list or any kind of like topic-y kind of thing that we do. But we have a special treat for y'all. We are going to do another review for you guys today. And it's going to be the other hometown team for us here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Probably the true hometown team.
Yes. Yes, it's been a long time coming, and we're finally there. We are going to review the Winston-Salem Dash, who are the High A East team for the Chicago White Sox.
Yep, and we want to go ahead and do it too, because this will probably be our last baseball review,
probably, yes,
for the minor league season at least. Well, I really don't see us going to any other baseball games, major league. So.
We're kind of po, so we don't have the money to go to playoff games.
So we wanted to go ahead and get this out since the minor league season, just regular season, just ended. They're starting the playoffs, so it's kind of fitting to go ahead and get this one done, and we'll probably come back next week with a. Some fun topic to do.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out which topic we want to do. Might actually leave it up to you guys. If we talked about it. I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be some kind of football theme, since, you know, football season's in full swing.
Best time of year.
Oh, definitely. We'll figure out a good football topic. But for now, we're still sticking with baseball. We'll get to that here in a minute. Is there any like big sporting news that you would like to talk about?
Big news. Well, we got my boys playing tonight, Thursday night football. Which, say what you will about Thursday night football, it's usually a crap show.
Throwaway game.
Coming off short weeks, the players themselves usually hate doing it, but it's my Panthers. We're against the. Just Texans who are, I don't know. Well, they looked good in the first game, but now they're starting. what's the guy's name? Their third string quarterback, the rookie. Something Davis Mills. That sounds right.
Yeah, it's either something Davis Mills or Davis Willis or Davis McGillicuddy. I don't know.
Who knows? He may be the next Tom Brady, who nobody expected anything and comes in and lights it up. I hope not. But,
it would be pretty bad if the game tonight where he just throws for like 400 yards and five touchdowns.
But anyway, so you're listening, we keep saying tonight, they're listening to this Friday. So the game just happened last night. You've seen it. The Panthers have won by 21-0.
You only give them 21? Well, I guess you did mention, you mentioned short week.
They don't want
a little rusty.
They didn't want to give McCaffrey, 30 touches again. They want to save him a little bit.
I got it. I understand. So, Okay.
I'll say McCaffrey got a touchdown and, Darnold threw for two more. So,
I can live with that. I can see that.
One to Robbie Anderson and I think it was Terrace Marshall. Oh, wow. I decided to go with Terrace Marshall over DJ Moore.
Okay. Hey, it's in the books. It's on recording. It's on. This is what you get.
That is what happened.
You have to lie in the bed that you just made for yourself.
If that actually happens, how impressed would you be?
Quite. I'd be really impressed. I might have to give you a
Nostradamus cookie. Over here.
Yes. Next, you'll be predicting the end of the world.
No.
Okay, well. I'd be very surprised though if a third string quarterback does anything against the Panthers defense. Yeah. The Panthers defense has looked fantastic this year.
Oh yeah, they're so far number one ranked right now. They're the one defense everybody wants in fantasy. I tried to get them in a few leagues and failed in every single one.
Yeah, I mean, they have played the Jets, who are the Jets.
Jets are gonna jet.
Every year, doesn't matter who their head coach is or who the quarterback is or anything.
What is it about I guess the Mets are kind of okay this year, but I've always heard that saying too about them. The Mets are going to Met until they no longer Met.
Mets are going to Met until they no longer Met.
And they're going to continue.
We need to get that on a t-shirt.
No, I did actually hear some other sports show say that exact phrase.
I guess it's just these teams are known for bad management. They don't want to put together a team that can compete year in and year out. I mean, the Mets have had DeGrom for we're getting off NFL here for a minute. You tend to bring up the Mets. Okay. The Mets have had DeGrom for how long now?
A while.
A long while.
Time to win multiple Cy Youngs. So.
Yeah, but as a team, how much have they actually won? They went to the World Series in 2015.
Yeah,
is that right? Mm-hmm. So that sounds about right. And then that's been about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is about the Jets and the Mets. Jets.
But and don't forget the Nets.
Jets, Mets, Nets.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Even though I feel like the Nets have actually been pretty
decent. Well, now they are.
Yeah. I feel like the Nets have been... the Knicks are now the laughingstock of the New York teams in the NBA. So, but I just feel like it's management for those two teams does not want to put together just a team that can compete year in and year out.
It's fun. I know some people that are some Jets fans, and I want them to have something to root for. It's just so easy to make fun of them and... pick on them they're the new Browns.
Yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. And we all know how easy it was to pick on the Browns for however many years. Yeah.
And I'm so happy that Darnold got to win that game, and he is 2-0 as a starter. So it seems like it was the right move.
You ought to ask your Jets friends what they think about seeing Sam Darnold actually perform really well.
Well, the one I know, they wanted to go to that game, that first game, one so she could see her Jets and Darnold play, but she was going to be happy either way.
She's a whole lot nicer than most New York fans that you probably meet.
Mm. All right, that guy sucks.
Hope he breaks both kneecaps.
I'm sorry.
stupid.
You're good. it's on brand, pretty on brand for us. So. Any other Thursday night football? Any other big matchups? NFL? Rams? Who are they playing? Bucks. That's probably the biggest one, I think.
Yeah.
Both.
Especially with as well as Stafford's been playing so far this year.
Yeah.
Like, gets look what happens when you give Matthew Stafford a halfway decent team.
Yeah, which, I think I told you this, I used to like Stafford until I found out he specifically did not want to go to Carolina. Because our first choice is Deshaun Watson, which we all know what's going on there.
Yeah, you're very glad you guys didn't get Deshaun Watson.
Second choice, we wanted to get Stafford, and we were willing to offer up some good draft picks, high draft picks.
Yeah.
And the Detroit was about to pounce on that, but Stafford chose, no, I'd rather go to L.A. Is probably the best choice in his part, but...
I mean, honestly, I know it's rough to hear that a player doesn't want to go, doesn't want to come to your team, but can you... When you got to choose Los Angeles weather or Charlotte, North Carolina weather...
to be coached by McVay, who has proven himself, and Matt Rhule, who is going to be good, but he's still... He's on the second year, so. But yes, I mean, I think hopefully having Darnold, the young guy, he's still 26, 27,
something like that. He's still a pretty young guy.
Hopefully, it'll pan out. But
He's looked. I mean, albeit most of his passes have been to McCaffrey. It seems like.
Well,
but I mean, when you have a guy like Christian McCaffrey, you almost just want to. Put every play in his hands. You almost want to just either hand it off to him or have him pass or get the ball on a pass. I mean, he's just that much of a playmaker that you just almost have to get him the ball every other play. So I mean, I can't really blame him for. And people mention all the time he finally has a playmaker like Christian McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. That's something the Jets did not have when he played there.
Yeah, so he's got options to where he can dump it off if he has to. He doesn't have to.
Yeah. I couldn't even tell you who his running backs were when he played for the Jets. Some no-name Joe Schmo that was bagging groceries.
I'm pretty sure Le'Veon Bell went there for at least a season.
Yeah,
but that was after. He was no longer, Le'Veon Bell that was with the Steelers, so...
No, he was Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
Not Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell. It's almost like a cancerous, you almost... you hear his name, and it's like you're hearing, oh, you got cancer. It's almost like, oh, we're starting Le'Veon today.
Yeah.
Because, we won't talk about... there's nothing really to talk about with Le'Veon Bell going to the Jets.
It's amazing how certain players can be, they're the top dog, and then just a couple seasons later, it's I guess we'll use him as our backup or whatever. Well, it's how quick careers can go in the NFL.
It doesn't help that you hear that Le'Veon's attitude was just not very good.
Yeah,
that definitely helps you not get in good graces with management. Yeah. So, I'm excited to continue to see what Sam Darnold
does. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not a number one Panthers fan, but, living in North Carolina, I follow him. And it's one of those guys that you've seen his career, you've seen how the Jets have treated him, and you're kind of I kind of want him to succeed. So,
well, talk about your team for a minute. They won a great game. I watched all of it last Thursday. When I say great game, I mean it was close and came down to the wire.
Yeah. I'll take the dub any day of the week.
Yeah. I mean, and seeing Heinicke's reaction was just gold. He went from an XFL. No, was he an XFL?
Let me check again
I know he was on the Panthers. He was backup at one point.
Yes, he's
when
been
Rivera was there.
He's been on a few NFL teams.
I think so. He got cut. I think he went to XFL. If I'm remembering this right, either he got cut or the XFL just doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yes, he. Okay, so drafted by the Vikings in 2015, played with them until 2017. Then he was on the Patriots practice squad. Then went to the Texans. Then went to the Panthers. Mm-hmm. Got cut by the Panthers. Went and played for the St. Louis Battlehawks of the XFL. So, yes, you're right. He was an XFL
quarterback. And then I guess Rivera was like, well, bring him back in and be back up to Fitzpatrick. So, you know, and I was campaigning for Cam to come in there.
Mm-hmm.
But that, he may still need to be come in, but I'd say Heinicke, let him play until he, you know, until he loses you some games.
Mm-hmm.
But he may not have necessarily won that game, but he didn't.
Well,
he didn't hurt.
He almost lost the game. I didn't watch the whole mm-hmm. game, but he did throw that interception
near
the goal line near the end of the game that gave the Giants.
This is true, but it's his first start, I think. For NFL start? I thought he started one for the Panthers.
He might have started. I feel like I heard that he started one. He at least started one game for the Panthers. I feel like this was his second start.
Okay, this is he first start with the Washington.
Yes.
And yes.
Well, first regular season start. He started the playoff game last year against Tom Brady.
Yeah. That is true.
This was his first,
and they gave Tampa a run for their money in that game.
Yes, it did.
So,
when we first started talking about this, I told you that Heinicke earned a spot to start talking just based on that playoff game last year.
So,
and then they brought in Fitzpatrick, and it was like, well, I guess this is who we got to roll with. And now that Fitzpatrick's hurt, Heinicke gets his chance, and I feel like he's definitely earned it.
Yeah,
I mean, I still feel like my opinion on Cam has kind of changed. Like I might bring him in as a backup now, because there's no telling what's going to happen with Fitzpatrick now.
Because he's going to be Cam would be backup to the backup essentially.
Yes.
And Heinicke, he is injury prone, so he's got the history of that.
Well, he's not a very big dude.
No. So once you get past him, who you got? Is Kyle Allen there?
And I feel like Kyle Allen's been hurt too.
Yeah, so you're gonna have to have somebody.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but who are they playing this week, anyways? Is it the Bills?
The Bills.
Yeah, that's gonna be an L.
I'm sorry. I'm talking. we did our picks. I'm talking that one down as an L too.
Yeah.
So it's definitely gonna be a tough test.
Yeah. I think that's about all I really got to say for the NFL.
I guess the only thing with the NFL is give update on our fantasy football league.
Yeah,
It's definitely been an interesting first couple weeks.
Uh-huh, yeah. I am
to say the least.
Yeah, I'm currently 1-1. I lost my first game, but I came back to win. And I'm projected to win, take that for what you will, to win the this is the third week.
Yeah. So. Man, I feel like projections have just been all over the place.
Oh,
like
yeah.
They've just you can go from being, because we play on Yahoo, so Yahoo will give you like a percentage of, you know,
your win percent.
Your win chance percentage, mm-hmm. and like it can go, or you can start off at like 51-49 or more or less. I mean, of course. But I feel like it's just been so off. Like it will just randomly just shift.
Over
the place, and it's crazy.
Yeah, so it's like if you've got, say, your 60% chance to win right now, but then you've got, you know, the Texans defense or something, who, as soon as they give up, like, you know, 21 points mm-hmm. and, you know, 400 yards. Then your win percent is now 30.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's crazy, and I just feel like most of the weeks, like, there's been just a bunch of players in all of our teams that have just underperformed.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's been absolutely crazy.
Well, I'll say the one standout player, at least on my team, Kyler Murray, who has gotten me, like, he's accounted for almost half of my team's points every week.
Yes,
I feel both weeks.
I feel like homeboy's gonna carry your team.
Yeah, led me to trade you Justin Herbert.
Yeah,
because, you know, I'm like, okay, I've got both of these guys. I don't have any need for Justin Herbert. So.
Yeah, because my number one quarterback was Kirk Cousins, and now I don't trust him to carry a team throughout a whole season. No. Even though he actually outperformed Justin Herbert this past week. So that was rough.
No.
So you're 1-1. Mm-hmm. Are you still first in your division?
No, I mean in your division. And you're 2-0. So.
Oh yeah. This guy 2-0, baby. Just win. Woo.
But it's okay. We'll play each other at some point.
Oh, so. I'm sure. Once we get there, you'll just wipe the floor with me. Because I'm 2-0, and you know you still do your projections and whatnot, and I'm still sitting at 6 in the power rankings.
Yeah, so I do a separate power rankings for our league where it takes into a bunch of different things into account, but I'm at like 3rd, even at 1-1, and Nick is at 6th at 2-0. So
yeah, yay me. Being disrespected up and down, man.
Hey, you just got to prove the...
Underdog every week.
Prove the computer wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I feel good. I mean, even though me and Hoop Jack, who is another podcast that we follow, me and him played this past week, and I won by half a point.
Oh, wow.
So, we played a really close game. Mm-hmm. So, I'm 2-0, but... You know, it's one of those where you're not a very confident 2-0. So,
don't you love those nail biters there?
I do.
Butt clenchers,
especially one of those to where the late or
did it come down to Monday night?
I think it can't. Whenever the Ravens played, I think that was Monday night. Mm-hmm. So whenever it comes down to like one of them late games, that I can't stay up and watch, and then I gotta wake up. Like I wake up in the middle of the night to you know go use the bathroom or grab something to drink, and I'm like, oh, let me check my phone.
Yeah, there's a lot of fantasy talk. But those are the best, like, because I was one year, me and my best friend, who we've been in a long-running league now. The first year, we were playing each other it was either to see who would make it to the playoffs or it was the first round of the playoffs. And we were both at my house watching, and one of us had a player, and we were so close that he needed it was coming to the end of the game, he needed just a couple more yards, and that would put me over the top. And we're watching, and sure enough, like, last play, he gets just enough. I'm like, yep, there's my point I needed to knock him out.
That's great. That's the fun part about fantasy football. Like, I just love the competitive nature of it. Like, we're having so much fun with it so far.
Yeah, and it's when you're playing with people that you know, or mostly people that you know and can interact with, and...
Well, like Hoop Jack, like we don't really know him, but like he's followed our Instagram and everything else. Like I feel like I can still smack talk with him a little bit.
So. A little smack talk's fun, and it makes you be a little invested in games that you wouldn't normally care for. So.
Yeah. So I'm having fun with this.
Oh yeah.
You know, now if I start, you know, going like a 6-game losing streak, like I'm prone to do, apparently, like I'm at that point in the season where one of my big stars is probably going to get hurt. And then I'll just go on a losing streak, and that'll just knock me out of the playoff race.
Yeah.
So if that happens, then I might, you know, next time that we record this, I might not be having quite as much fun. But right now, sitting on top of our division.
We'll see. We'll revisit. We'll check back in 2 weeks and see either be 4-0 or, 2-2 or 3-1.
I might be pissed even if I'm 2-2. Two-game losing streaks not very fun. Nah.
But anyway,
I will say that if you guys didn't sign up for a fantasy football league, then you're definitely missing out.
Oh, yeah. So hopefully we talk about this, hopefully to encourage people to want to play next year. So.
Yes. Yeah, we actually talked about filling up 2 leagues if we have to.
If we have enough. Yeah, because we have 16 now. It's more than really like, but made it work. We didn't have enough for 2, so...
Yeah,
we did 16.
Speaking of revisited, we'll revisit this next football season.
Yeah.
For now.
A little premature.
Yeah.
Baseball, it's got, just a couple more weeks left.
I think the last game for every team is October 3rd. Okay. Things what I saw.
So. Man, kind of ending a little late.
I thought the same thing when I saw that.
I think October, I just think the whole month is just postseason, which I guess it technically is, but...
Yeah,
but it's still regular season games in first few days.
Oh, no, I definitely thought the same thing. Yeah. Like, I'm like, they're running this a little late, ain't they? Yeah. But
yeah, but there's nobody's clinched the mod division in the NFC. NL East.
Still got football on
your mind, huh? NL East. It's still up for grabs, I do believe.
Well, I think I looked today right before we recorded, and the NL East has the closest race by...
Of course.
Like, it's just, it's crazy how close it is.
Yeah.
Like, I think the next closest division is like 8.5 games, like between the first and second place team. But the Braves and who's in second place? The Phillies?
That sounds right. I know it's not the Mets anymore.
I believe it's the Phillies. But they are... Sorry, guys. I'm looking to make sure I get this right. Yeah, the Phillies. The Phillies are in second place. So, like, the Braves and Phillies are only separated by 3 games. That's why nobody's clinched anything. Because, I mean, you still got a week and a half, I think, of games.
Yeah.
And just...
This doesn't say it, but I did just see a while ago, I think the White Sox clinched their division.
Yeah, I think... So... I think I saw, like... the MLB app sent me that. So they clinched the AL Central.
Yeah, which I'm happy to see because I kind of view them as my AL team that I support. And that's mostly just because the Dash and the... not the Grasshoppers.
It's the Charlotte Knights. It's the Knights, the Dash, and the Cannonballers.
Yeah, so they're all 3 North Carolina minor league teams are farm teams for them.
I like the White Sox because of that reason, too.
And it's fun to, have pro players on there that say, hey, I've seen them when they were in high A.
Yeah. The NL East is by far... No, I lied. So, the AL East is a 6-game race. Like, it's between the Rays and Red Sox.
Okay.
They're separated by 6 games.
No Yankees.
No. Well, the Yankees were in 4th place. Which, I'm sorry for all you Yankees fans, I am not a Yankees fan. So, to see them not do very well kind of makes me happy.
Yeah. What is it about Yankees and Cowboys fans that they just think that their team is... They act like they're in the Super Bowl or the World Series every single year. And it's like...
Well, it's almost like they feel like they're entitled to a Super Bowl or World Series appearance.
Yeah, for Cowboys, at least, like... it's been like the 90s since you were even in it.
Yeah.
So,
95?
Yeah.
Something like that. No. Well, I mean, you got to think about, like, the Yankees have not won a World Series since 2009.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They got 12 years, too, since their last one. Like, that, for a Yankees fan, that has to feel like 100 years. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, 90s. And early 2000s, like, the Yankees seem to be winning it every other year.
Mm-hmm.
So, to go now 12 years since their last World Series win, it's got to be gut-churning for Yankees fans.
Even though now I feel like the Dodgers are almost becoming Yankees of the NL.
Yankee love or hate?
Yeah. I used to... could tolerate them, but now they're getting there.
Yes, I agree.
And it may... go to I may still have a bad taste in my mouth from last year blowing a 3-1 lead in the NLCS and having to watch Bellinger's smug face hit that walk off.
We won't discuss that. We'll leave lame dogs lie.
Yeah.
Cuz that it made me sick.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Dodgers, though, it is absolutely crazy that the NL West has 2 teams that are probably going to get over 100 wins. The Giants, who nobody saw coming.
Oh, no.
Nobody expected anything from the Giants this year. Maybe third place in the NL West?
Yeah.
No? Well, yeah, I guess so, because everybody thought the Padres would be better, too.
Yeah.
And the Padres have just crapped the bed recently, too. But nobody expected them. They're actually leading the NL West right now. Actually, I lied. I apologize. NL West actually has the closest race. It's at 2 games.
2 games.
Because the Dodgers have 97 wins.
Yeah.
Giants 99, Dodgers 97. How crazy is that one division has two teams that are going to probably win 100 games.
Right, I mean that.
And what's crazy is one of them's going to win 100 games and probably have to play in a wild card game.
Yep.
That's crazy. I mean, that's baseball. I find it fascinating, but it's absolutely wild.
Hopefully it's the Dodgers, and they can just lose.
Yeah, because I'm trying to remember how they're doing. I don't think they're resorting back to the way...
Oh, they're not going to a one game?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that they're doing it like they did last year.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't... Because...
So, it's...
Yeah, because I feel like... Because it was wild card, you lose and you're done. Mm-hmm. One and done. I don't know, I might have to do a little more.
Because last year it was three games.
Three games, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll get back to you.
Yeah, we'll discuss this a little bit more whenever baseball season actually ends.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be an interesting next couple weeks for baseball season. Because you got them two divisions that, like, there's no telling who's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the Braves can pull it out. I also mentioned this to you, that they actually have the least amount of wins for a division leader. They're sitting at 80 and 70.
I felt so good going into the season, and then it's like we took us forever to get above 500, and then Acuna went out for the year. And
well, shoot, it all started with Ozuna. Like, we were everybody was so excited to bring back Marcel Ozuna. And then he got in trouble.
Yeah.
Legal trouble.
I'll be happy for him to be in the playoffs and I'll watch him, but I want to be confident in my team, but I don't really. It's hard.
Yeah, this season doesn't feel quite as magical as some of the other seasons.
Last year was just felt right and we just couldn't finish it out. And this year it just doesn't have the same feeling.
Well, so this year will be the year that they make a run.
I'll take it, though. I'll take it. I don't care. You got anything else for baseball?
No. I think I'm good. You got anything else you want to talk about?
No. We can touch quickly on college football.
Yeah, college football is definitely in full swing.
Yeah.
How many upsets have happened recently? A bunch? Just within the first two weeks? Well, I guess... 2.5 weeks, if you want to count week zero, but there wasn't really a whole lot of
great games. Within the past 2 weeks, didn't we have, Ohio State lost.
To Oregon.
I don't know who all lost. I know Alabama's still undefeated.
Iowa beat Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
That was another one where a ranked team beat a highly ranked team.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's just all shook up. I mean, and Alabama almost, they played a close game to Florida last week. It was closer than people thought it was going to be.
Yeah, which I give major props to Florida. I kind of wish they would have been able to pull it off because Alabama's Alabama's. I'd say they're getting there, but they're at that point where I'm just like, I hate them. I hate them so much.
Oh, yeah, they've been at that point for like, there was maybe 1 year in college when I'm like, oh, I can get, okay, Roll Tide is a fun thing to say. But now I've realized. It's them every year. I'm like, I'm tired of it. Yeah. Like, of course, outside Wake Forest, I root for Clemson, so it's not too much better. But they're not. I feel like they're not the evil empire as much as Bama is.
No, there's. Yeah. I don't feel like there's ever gonna be another. It's like the Patriots.
Yeah.
Like, there's always gonna be that hate because I mean and I have mad respect. I have mad respect for Saban. I have mad respect for Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
I just get tired of them just being.
Yeah, you want to see new teams, get there. You know,
especially in the college football playoff when there's only four teams allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get tired of seeing the same four teams. Sitting there playing for the national championship.
Yes. I've said it's you got Bama, Clemson, and then the other two is just a rotating cast of Ohio State, Oregon, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma.
Sounds about right.
LSU.
Sounds about right. Yeah. It gets aggravating.
Yeah.
Seeing all that.
I really hope they'll expand to, are they doing, talking eight teams?
No, they were talking 12.
Okay. That'd be even better. So.
Speaking of that, I saw some news that there was supposed to be a vote this week to get all the committee together to vote on a 12-team playoff, and none of the committee members decided to travel to the meeting to vote. So that's kind of aggravating, because I would love to see a 12-team playoff. I just don't know if it's ever going to happen. I don't know if the higher authority is ever going to allow lower tier teams to be able to play in the college football playoffs.
Here's what I want to see, and of course, I'm seeing it from the outside in. But I would love every conference champion.
Yes.
Especially the Power Five. Every conference champion make it. Then shoot, let every group of five champion make it too.
Yes.
So there's 10.
Yeah.
And then the next two best ones.
Yeah. Make two wild cards.
And even if, okay, and say you can't, whatever, don't, if you don't want the champion for the power, the group of five, okay, have your Power Five, and then just say, do your, everybody else goes by record, and then just, but it leaves like one spot, just the best. Shoot. Well, I said FCS team at one point, but I'd love to see, I'd love to see the best FCS team just see compete, but they've got their own tournament they do that wouldn't work out, so.
Yeah. Well, see, I just, I'm afraid that even if they expand to 12 teams, and we talked about this before, like even if they expand to 12 teams, like you're still going to see SEC bias. So it's so it's going to be like,
six SEC teams.
Well, Alabama's undefeated, so of course they're in. And then Georgia played Bama close, still lost. And then they beat LSU, so of course they're in. And then LSU lost to Georgia, played Bama close, and then lost to Auburn. So, of course, they're in. Like, strength of schedule, the whole SEC biasness. Mm-hmm. So, I'm afraid that that would happen.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like a group of five is ever going to get a chance to get their fair share in a playoff, no matter how many teams are allowed, which sucks. And I would even be okay that if the champion or the conference champion has a terrible record, don't allow them. Find something else. Like, even if you're a conference champion, because, I mean, you can win the conference with a 7-5, maybe 8-4. Mm-hmm. If that's not cool with you, if you don't feel like that works, then put another ranked team in there. But to me, if a conference champion has earned it by having a really good record, like UCF a couple years ago where they went undefeated and didn't get jack squat for it, then they deserve to be, at least get a shot to get into the playoff and show what they
I agree. Can do. Yeah, I mean, I was excited when they announced the college playoffs a few years ago, and then when they said four, I was like, man, that's almost not even a playoff, but it's better than what it was.
I guess in a way it's better than the BCS.
I think anything beats just the top two, you know,
letting the computer decide who the top two teams are.
Yeah. So, but ACC hasn't looked too well.
Yeah, the ACC's like hot garbage.
I mean,
they went from having four or five ranked teams to just having two right now. Like, Clemson's still ranked, which Clemson might be ranked. They might be 2-1, but they have not looked good.
Oh, no.
Most of the season. And then Carolina's ranked, which they've looked bad. Right.
Yeah.
I guess even when count Notre Dame, Notre Dame's still ranked too, but
not ACC.
That's what I thought you said. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with ACC. But nobody in that conference has looked good at all.
No.
So I guess we'll see what happens. It'd be kind of weird to see a ACC team not make it to the college playoffs.
I know.
Especially with Clemson making it there, it seems like every year for the last 6 years or.
Yeah. Have we even had a ACC team in there in the playoff era? I mean, I know Florida State was in the championship, but was Jameis, was that before the playoffs started?
I think so.
Okay, so I really think
did Clemson not win it the year that they won it? Did they were not they, were they not in the playoffs?
No, I mean, like, has any since the playoffs started, the four teams, has any ACC team other than Clemson been in it?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's what I thought.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah, I forgot about Florida State and Jameis. They played Oregon?
I don't think Auburn.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, that, I believe that was before the playoffs started. So, no other ACC team other than Clemson has been in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because it seems like every time, you know, another team makes it to the ACC championship against them, they just cream them.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That's probably their only shot to make it is win the conference. So. But anyways, that's, I guess, enough complaining about the SEC bias.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate the SEC. I just get tired of feeling like that's the holy grail. Like that's the pedestal that you have to live up to.
Yeah.
Like Texas and Oklahoma want to go to the SEC, which it drives me crazy because Texas just lost to Arkansas last week. I guess that might have been week one. I don't remember, but they lost to Arkansas like really bad. Like it was like 40-21. And it's like, what are you doing? I don't understand it. I get so tired of teams feeling like they have to be the SEC school or part of the SEC to even get an opportunity to play for a national championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know people are like, well, you just hate them because they're the best. I mean, they've got like the toughest competition. Well, and I mean, they may be, but I'm just tired. Like, I want to see other, you know, other conferences represented. Like, but I guess you can't complain too much when they're winning. They keep winning, and whatever.
I can complain when Alabama could go 10-2, two losses, and still be considered for playoffs.
Those two losses were to a good Georgia team and Ohio State. So they're basically wins.
Okay. Last time I checked, a loss goes the same way in the scorebook. What? You know, sure. It just drives me crazy when you see something like that.
I think we beat this dead horse.
Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
This horse is on the ground. He's begging for my
help. My God, he's dead.
Well, speaking of Jim Ross, JR.
Burber Sooner.
AEW had a show, like, big show last night.
Yep, here's our weekly wrestling
talk. Yeah, real quick, because I know you didn't watch it. Yet.
Rub that in, please.
I made a point to watch it last night. Usually I watch like the next day, but
because
it was they're in New York, like huge audience, so it was kind of almost a pay per view.
Yeah,
for free.
Well, I think I told you this at work that I'm pretty sure I read that AEW actually outsold WWE for a New York crowd, which is absolutely insane to think about.
Oh yeah, but so it was like 50,000 fans there. So. But if you don't watch, if you haven't watched it and you're a wrestling fan, if you don't watch anything else, watch Bryan Danielson versus Kenny Omega.
Yeah, I hate that. I missed it so much.
And it match of the night, and it's great. It leads off the show.
Yes,
it's wild.
You only have to watch all of it. Just watch that match. Just tune in for 20 minutes, and you'll be good.
I encourage you to watch the whole thing, but. Yeah. You know, that was by far the best match, in my opinion. So, and then, they're calling it Dynamite Grand Slam. So, and then tomorrow night they'll have Rampage Grand Slam. So 2 hours, and Punk will be ahead of the second match tomorrow night.
So, make sure to watch it tomorrow too. Yeah.
So, but that's my bit of my wrestling nugget for the week.
Hey. Y'all welcome. Oh, speaking of, you know what we haven't had recently? Some soccer talk.
I was thinking about that, but I really don't have anything.
Other than Ronaldo has actually played really well for Manchester United. Now, Manchester United as a whole has not looked like a really good team, but I feel like Ronaldo has scored for almost every game he's played for Man U so far.
So, I will say, I think, didn't they lose their first Champions League match to some team? I don't know.
Young Boys?
Yeah, the Young Boys.
From Switzerland.
Yeah, so...
pretty sure they lost today, too.
So, to take that, Man U.
I'm sorry.
I'm just... They're the Patriots. They're the... Hello. They're the Cowboys. They're the Yankees. I mean, so like,
I never let you go that far with your hatred.
I'm pretty sure they're close to, if not the most valuable sports franchise in the world. Or if they're not the number one, they're close. They're up there.
Okay. So,
but you know, not to say that you know I hate you if you're worth a lot of money, because I mean, the team I like, Chelsea, they have a billionaire owner too. So, and the Panthers, I'm pretty sure
David Tepper
is like the richest owner in the league now.
Well, homeboy owns two professional sports teams, so yeah, he's got a teensy bit of money laying around somewhere.
Anyway, so I guess unless you got anything else, like that can be it for news portion.
Yeah, I don't really have anything else that I can think of.
We will take a quick break and we'll be back with our review of the Winston-Salem Dash.
Here's a... I can't even think of the word I want to use.
Promo?
Sure. Well, here's a message from our friends at Manic Podcast.
For generations, people have been asking the big questions, like Batman or Superman?
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Marvel
or DC?
So far, these questions have gone unanswered.
Until now.
We're bringing you a new kind of geek.
A manic kind. The Manic Podcast is made for film lovers by film lovers.
Or maybe you prefer a TV binge session.
We've got you covered.
In fortnightly episodes, we take a look at the latest films, fads, favourites and failures.
Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Just search Manic with two N's.
That's very important.
All right, and we are back. I hope you guys enjoyed our new segment. I know that we always enjoy just rambling a little bit about what's going on in the sports world. Hope you guys enjoy hearing it. But let's get to the main event. You like my?
Oh, well, I was trying to do some kind of sound effect, but my head just goes to the Sports Center thing, which don't want to get sued.
Yeah. That's another way to get canceled.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
So I think we talked about we're doing the Winston-Salem Dash.
Yes.
Plays at Truist Ballpark Stadium.
I think it's Truist Stadium.
So if you go back, very first episode, Disco Turkeys. A lot of this may sound familiar. Because it's
quite a bit.
So this might be a little bit shorter of a review because we've already done the stadium part of it. But there'll be a few different things.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like more than likely the aesthetic is probably going to pretty much stay the same for both of us. And then the surrounding area that we talk about, nothing's changed since we did the Disco Turkeys. So that's going to stay the same. But, I mean, the atmosphere of the Dash game is a little bit different. And then the food's going to be a little bit different, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but actually, before we get on with that, For some listeners, let's go ahead and explain the rules that we give ourselves for this. So, as I mentioned, we already mentioned aesthetic and surrounding area. That's just two of our categories that we give ourselves that we review, ballparks and stuff that we've been to on. There's actually four categories. So we'll review aesthetic of the ballpark. But it's definitely a ballpark this time. Mm-hmm. In future episodes, there'll be arenas and stadiums, stuff like that. Then we'll review atmosphere. So that's like fan interaction and
things going on.
So pretty much game day atmosphere. Mm-hmm. We'll review food. Mm-hmm. Prices of food. We'll talk about prices of food and what we think of taste and stuff like that. And then the surrounding area, which... You're like, well, what's that really got to do with, sports? If you go to a ballpark and you decide that you want to do something afterwards, then, it's kind of nice to know what happens or what's going on in the surrounding area of a ballpark or not you've been to. So we feel like that's really important to add on to that. So what we do is we take those four categories, we give a rating from 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. We can give halves. We just don't go too crazy on it. So no 3.2s or 7.5 or 7.7s or... But can't give a 7.5 though. Yeah, you can't. Nine. Can't go 7.695, 7.48,
darn.
6.
Darn.
Rounded to the nearest 1,000. I don't know. as you guys, I'm not very good at math, so I have no idea what it said.
I was going to go with pi, 3.14... however many.
Oh, that's continuous.
Yeah, I know. So,
if you can remember all those, you can do it.
Nah.
But, so yeah, we'll give a rating of 1 through 10. Can go halfsies, so 7.5, 6.5, if you so feel it. And then we take our ratings of the four, add them all together, divide by four for us, and then take both of our ratings, our final ratings for the two of us, and divide by two.
Do we get one final official cheap seat score?
Yes. Final. There's no change.
Official. Yet. Okay, maybe not final.
Once it's in the books, it's not changing. The judge is smoking.
I'm pretty sure in episode one, I would have said we reserve the right to revisit stadiums.
Oh, yeah. Especially within driving distance, like I feel like there's going to be a couple stadiums that we'll revisit in the future. So, but that's how we do things around here. So, we usually start with aesthetic for our first topic. Would you like to go first, or would you like me to go first?
I'm good for it. So, like I said, the aesthetic is not really changing much from Disco Turkeys. Yep. So, for reference, I gave that one a 6, and Nick gave that a 6.5. Same view you can get. There is a video board. They actually have videos on there now.
Yep.
So that's different. We talked about this at work. So we went to a game this past last Tuesday.
Yes.
And it was after work, so it started at 3:36 because it was area code 336 day. So it started at 3:36 and all of the players, their jerseys had names of different towns in the surrounding area in the area code, which is really cool.
Yeah, I like that.
But as you can imagine, starting at 3:36 in the afternoon on a Tuesday.
Well, we didn't get there till 4:30, so
there's not. It's gonna be a different vibe in there than it would be on a Friday or a Saturday afternoon, or even afternoon.
Definitely.
So we had discussed this, and I think we were both in agreement, correct me if I'm wrong, that So we can talk about that game, but we also, there was a game earlier in the season that we went to.
Maybe a month ago or so.
Yeah, so, and that was a weekend game, and where the atmosphere was a little bit better. So, mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you hear us talking about two separate occasions, mm-hmm. like we thought it a little fair to kind of combine mm-hmm. our experiences at both of these Dash games, yeah. just so we can kind of, because as you're gonna hear when we talk about the atmosphere, like going to the 3-6 game, like there wasn't a whole lot of fans there,
yeah.
So there wasn't a whole lot going on for that game,
right?
So we thought it fair, instead of like harshly judging the atmosphere for a game to where there might have been a couple hundred people mm-hmm. there, we just decided to go ahead and kind of combine our last two experiences at
yeah.
the Dash.
Yeah. So, as far as the aesthetic, I loved the last game we went to the afternoon. I loved the jerseys. It was the special
yes,
jerseys.
I love them so much.
The whole concept of having the town on the back. I'm like, oh, so each new batter, I was like, oh, what's it going to be? Is it going to be Louisville, Clemens? Well, where I grew up. I saw some Poff towns, and this means nothing to anybody that's listening outside of the Winston-Salem area. So
we're sorry,
but it's cool for us.
Yeah, I mean, just know that they, like, I feel like this has been something they've done like the last couple mm-hmm. years, and it's like, it's where they celebrate mm-hmm. all the towns mm-hmm. with the 336 area code.
Yeah.
So all the towns that Adam was just naming all have 336 mm-hmm. as the area code. So that's just something that they do.
Yeah.
And I agree. Like, just having the different towns on the back. And then the front. The front had the Winston-Salem skyline. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the jerseys look fantastic. I love that. I do like the video board in center field is really nice. Mm-hmm. Like, it's nice. It's gigantic, you know, you can read everything well. Mm-hmm. They usually have some fun facts about the batters, and, you know, they do a good job of keeping up with stats and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But as we talked about in our Disco Turkey review, my main problem with Truist is that there is not really a view when it comes to that ballpark. Mm-hmm. You know, you can see maybe the top of a few buildings in the mm-hmm. city. But most of what you're going to look at is you got apartments in left field, and then probably around center field you got a storage building,
mm-hmm.
And then that's
and then a highway.
Yeah, then the highway, and then maybe a little bit of in right field you got the top of the funky bridge they have that
you can cross the footbridge. Yeah,
yeah. So that's all, and that's always going to be my main problem with Truist, because I like my ballpark views.
Mm-hmm.
That might sound old because I feel like I've mentioned that almost every episode that we do a baseball review. But I love my views in baseball ballparks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
and Truist just it doesn't really have a really big view. Mm-hmm. Or nothing really to look at.
Yeah.
So I hated about that.
Yeah. I always forget. Do we put mascot in this category or the atmosphere category?
I think we put it in this category.
Okay. So one thing the Dash has over the Disco Turkeys is the mascot. The fact that he's present a whole lot more.
Yes. Even though at the 3-6 game I didn't see him a whole lot.
Well, that could probably go into the fact that they were doing nothing for kids there, because it's an afternoon, Tuesday afternoon. I mean, it's different than a Sunday. But normally on a weekend evening, he's around.
Yeah.
Taking pictures with kids stuff, and the suit looks, I mean, it looks good. Yeah, I was thinking about this on the way over here. All these teams that have it's not an animal as a mascot, it's like the Phillies or the Braves. I feel like so many of them have just some random, nondescript, fuzzy creature as their mascot.
That's the best way to put it, because I couldn't tell you what Bolt is to begin with. Like, I have no idea what he is.
He's got lightning bolts, like almost like the Flash, I think,
yeah,
on his head. But I don't know what animal he is. And
I don't even think he is an animal.
What's the Phillies? They have some kind of weird...
Oh, the Philly Fanatic?
The Fanatic. He's some
random
creature, too. And I think...
Braves have Braves. Braves have blooper.
Blooper. So,
yeah. No, I agree. Like, it's really hard. It's really hard to describe. Like, when it's an animal mascot, mm-hmm. you can describe the animal mascot yeah. a whole lot more. Hey, this is just a nondescript fuzzy creature.
Yeah.
Just think the Philly Fanatic without the nose.
Yeah.
and he's pink. Like a dark purpley pink.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, no, I enjoy Bolt. He seems like he's having fun out there playing with the kids. He plays the games with mm-hmm. the kids, but that'll be getting more into the atmosphere. So,
yeah.
I definitely enjoy, you know, the mascot. He's there. He's around mm-hmm. doing. I see him. So that's a plus that they had it for the Disco Turkeys.
Yeah, we described, like, we talked about it. Like, I know that the Disco Turkeys are a small team. Mm-hmm. I know that. They probably don't have a ton of money, but their mascot was not that great. So, I definitely agree. Like, Bolt is a very good, mm-hmm. well, minor league mascot.
Yeah.
Like, he's... I enjoy seeing him out wherever we go.
And I guess the only other thing to touch on for aesthetic would be the logo for the team. So when they first started, they had an angry looking baseball.
Yes.
Okay, it's fine, but they kind of rebranded here in the past.
Uh huh.
Is it this year? Well, they didn't have a season last year, so this might be the first year.
I think they revealed it last year, okay. but this is the first year they've actually been able to use it.
Yeah. So the new logo, it's just. Simple WS mm-hmm. and it just looks really
well. I think what they were going for is they were trying. I mean, you know what the White Sox mm-hmm. logo looks like. It's the script kind of scripty kind of. I mean, mm-hmm. you guys that are listening and know baseball know what the White Sox look like. It's a scripty kind of socks or whatnot on there, and I think that they were trying to closely mm-hmm. get to that. So it's like the scripty WS on their uniforms, and I admit when I first saw it, I was kind of like, "Eh," but it's definitely grown on me. Like, it once you see it on a uniform and a hat and whatnot, it looks very slick. It looks very clean.
Yeah, I still have yet to get me a new hat with the new logo on.
Yeah, like, me too.
Just the black hat with just the white. Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I'm kind of preferent to the purple bill.
Yeah,
to the purple and black purple. Of course, my wife will agree that, you know, I don't need any more hats, so it might be a while before I get a new dash hat.
Fair enough.
But I'm glad you brought up the logo. Like, the logo is very clean looking. It's very nice looking, and they made it work with the special 336 jerseys too. Mm-hmm. So, but unless you got anything else new to add for.
No.
Aesthetic.
So, for aesthetic, I'm going to... So, you'll just forgive me. I'm looking at my scores for the Disco Turkeys. So, I gave 6 to that one. I'll go... So, mascot and actually had a video board, which I want to mention the video board real quick. I feel like I've been there multiple times where it wasn't working. especially recently. The power,
especially recently.
Which could be out of their control, but...
Was kind of aggravating though, because I mean, you go to a baseball game and what do you expect? You expect to see all the stats and everything on the video board.
So they have an actual board, video board, and mascot, and like the colors and uniforms and stuff. So that's
also got to take into consideration 336 day.
Yeah, 336 day. The uniforms were really nice. So I'll go with a 7. I'll do it. Bump it a full point.
Cool. So 7 for aesthetic for you. I'm thinking the same thing. Like, I initially thought I'd keep it at a 6.5, but you know, you kind of talked me into it. All the nice stuff mm-hmm. that the Dash have. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the ballpark, like we talked about, like nothing's ever gonna change.
Yeah.
You know, unless they decide to tear down the story building, which is brand new. You know, just talking about the uniforms and talking mm-hmm. about their new logo and stuff, I'll bump mine up to a 7.2. I'll give them another half point for the Dash. Next one that we usually follow up with is atmosphere.
I'll let you lead this one off.
All right, so not gonna lie. Well, first off, when we did Atmosphere for the Disco Turkeys, you know, that was one of those things that was probably the lowest on our list. Yeah. Well, no, I guess food was, but Atmosphere wasn't.
It was lowest for me. The Atmosphere was.
Okay, well, nice. And that's because the Disco Turkeys were such a small team that, you know, they didn't really attract a whole lot of fans. So I gave it a 5.5. Adam gave him a 4. Now, when it comes to the Dash, yes, there's more fans, but I'm not going to lie when I say that I feel like the last couple games that we went to, there wasn't a whole lot of fan interaction. And I know that part of that comes from the 3-6 day to where it was in the early afternoon. Weren't a whole lot of people there. Probably more people were still at work and whatnot. So there weren't. But even the one, like, we actually went to a game where Eloy Jimenez, who, you know, if you guys follow baseball, and if you don't, he's a really big star for the White Sox. And he was making a rehab start for the Dash for a weekend. I even feel like, though, at that game, like, yes, they were your loud fans, but I don't really feel like the crowd was into it a whole lot at that game either. And I don't know. I just feel like the crowd atmosphere has just been very disappointing for me the last couple of games that we've been to. I don't know if you feel that way, but I felt that way.
Yeah, I see that. I guess I'm thinking more of the what's going, the team is doing. There's definitely a lot more of that on
weekend
games, but yeah, you are right in the fan interaction. I mean, there's not much, like, I don't know. But there was that one guy over in the corner, gosh, that one game, who was just yelling. Yeah. And you could hear him all, no matter where you were sitting.
Yeah.
But,
and we were sitting behind a family, and there was a couple of them that were really getting into it, especially when Jimenez came up. Because, I mean, there were people there that know who he is, know that he's a major leaguer, and know that he is playing in our small little ball club.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there were people that cheered, but as far as, like, I don't feel like there was a whole lot of people paying attention to the game, though, and it was, like...
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of disappointing when you go to a game and you just don't feel like the crowd's really, like, into it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's what a lot of people go for. You know, I feel like a lot of times people for the Dash, they were given free tickets by somebody. So they're
probably
going,
like, probably.
Hey, something to do on a Saturday night. Let's go hang out and eat hot dogs and, you know.
I guess.
Chat and watch. You know, occasionally watch a baseball game.
I guess. So,
but yeah, the atmosphere as far as, it was very, you know, minuscule on the 3-6 day, but we've talked about that before. But on a normal weekend day where kids are there, they're doing something between every half inning. They're you're doing like a game with the kids, like in bloopers out there. No, not blooper. Bolt.
You got Braves on your mind.
Yeah, sorry about that. Got the right letter. Bolt is out there. He's playing musical chairs with him, and he always does the thing where he takes the chair away from the last kid. Yep. You know, but he's roaming around. They get fans up there on the dugouts to play trivia or air guitar contest or so.
Or animal roar. Like they do the animal roar. They also have the I forget, God, I cannot think of the name of them, but the specific people that they hire to get up on the dugout and lead ice cream and cake and stuff like that. Like they do have it's the Dash something or other. Sorry, I'm there for the baseball. I don't.
Yeah, but no, I love it because I feel like kids. Like going to these games.
Yes.
I know my aunt, she liked taking my two little cousins when they were young because they just loved the music, getting up and dancing around. And so, and it's always fun to see kids having fun at these games.
Yes. So, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I guess I'm just an old fart when it comes to some kind of atmosphere. Like, I like my stadiums just loud.
Yeah.
I guess when it comes
to... Yeah.
Like, I guess I just want more of investment in the actual game sometimes. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
No, like, it does. And it maybe if... Maybe if the team was better, because, I mean, they didn't have a great
season.
That's
true. They weren't
great. I mean, they're not in the playoffs. Maybe we could go to a Grasshoppers game, and because they were good this mm-hmm. year, that they maybe more teams, people would be into those. But,
yeah.
I don't know. And I'm sure, like I said, there's probably your pockets of fans that go to, like, you know, every game, and they're invested, and, you know, so.
Well, let's talk about Ford. I would love to get season tickets,
yeah,
just to support the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just realized there was something that we did not talk about game day atmosphere.
What's that?
And that was, and James, if you're listening, let's apologize because you told us that you want us to talk more about this. That is parking price.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess we can...
I don't remember how much it was.
I feel like it's around, like, if you can get there early. Like, on a Tuesday, we had no problem parking where we did. On a weekend, though.
Yeah, on a busy Saturday.
You're going to have to get there early.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to park right around the stadium, like, mm-hmm. unfortunately, the ballpark does not, like, they... gotten rid of a lot of their parking, I feel like, around the stadium. Mm-hmm. For regular fans. Like, they have their special...
Yeah, you need a parking pass for something.
And I think to park right around the stadium is around, like, $10.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that might be a little high. Like, with the Cannonballers, like, if you wanted to park right by the stadium, you had to spend, like, $5.
Yeah.
So, I just... feel like it's a little on the expensive side.
Yeah.
Is what it is. I mean, they have cheaper parking. Like, if you want to,
yeah, it's always going to be the you know, further you're willing to walk, the less you're going to pay. Like, I mean,
yeah.
So,
and then they also have the free parking about half mile down the road at Carolina University. So, I mean, if you don't mind walking uphill. I will say that walk is uphill.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind walking uphill and you don't want to pay for parking, then you can always find that free parking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be about $10 or so to be able to park right around the stadium.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a warning to all you guys that don't like to walk.
Yeah.
Like the rest of us.
If you park, maybe you can find one of them scooters. That they got scattered around the city.
If that's your thing.
But hey, you're going to pay for, I forget how much, I looked into one of those one time. It's like you pay an initial price and then you got to pay like so much per mile or something. I don't know, depending on how far you go.
I'm trying to figure out how they keep track of that, but okay.
You got GPS and junk on
it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Fancy. So yeah, I hated the backtrack a little bit there, but I just
we haven't done our score for the atmosphere yet. So.
That was one of those things that we were sitting here talking about it, and I'm like, oh, well, you know, it was mentioned to us before that we should talk more about price of things. So, parking is one of those things mm-hmm. that I feel like people want to know about. But is there anything that you?
No. I'll let you go with your score first.
Okay. So, like I said, when we did the Disco Turkeys, I gave the atmosphere 5.5. Here at the Dash, you know, I like the kid interactions. I like how I almost said blooper myself. I like how Bolt interacts and gets involved with the kids. I like they always have stuff to do for kids. You know, they got music playing and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I just wish that there was more fan interaction with the actual game. Mm-hmm. Especially the game that we went to where you had a big leaguer in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is kind of grinds my gears a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the Dash atmosphere, I'll bump it up to a 6.5, I guess, for all that. bump it up from 5.5 to 6.5.
I'll do, cause I feel like I'm a little bit higher on it than you, cause I get people, you know, they don't always go to these games just because they're hardcore like baseball fans. So, but yeah, I mean, it is nice to have that. So 6.5 sounds right. I mean, because even though I do feel like I'm a little higher on it than you are. You gotta think I'm also going up a whole like 2.5 points from my original.
From the disc attorney,
so
yeah.
6.5 is.
So you can give 6.5 to.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. So the third category we're gonna get into would be food, and both of us are foodies. We love our food.
Oh yeah. So. So the first one, the disc first review we did, I just had a hot dog, which the last game we went to for the Dash, I had too many hot dogs.
Yes.
Because Tuesdays are free hot dog mm-hmm. day.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, they're just your standard hot yeah. dog. You know, put some ketchup and mustard packs on it.
Yeah, not nasty, but just your standard hot
so,
dog.
So, high scores for just free hot dogs on Tuesday.
Yes.
But I do want to talk about the other game we went to. I got it was bratwurst or a sausage.
Mm-hmm.
So because I think Lowe's Foods is one of the sponsors, one of the grocery stores yeah. here, and so they've got Sausage Works. So mm-hmm. you go and they got different styles, so different toppings and different peppers or whatnot. And actually, I think a few different sausages. So like one is kind of spicy. We got one
nice.
That's like
okay.
kind of like apple. Flavored thing. Mm-hmm. I forget which one I got, but it was good. I mean, delicious. And the price wasn't bad either. I want to say it was like $8 mm-hmm. for the sausage and fries.
Okay.
So I had to get a drink separate, but mm-hmm. So that was, in my opinion, a great deal. And it was delicious.
Definitely.
You know, if you're into like brats and stuff.
Yeah.
And another one of my favorite parts was, so I know I wish we've talked about refillable drinks,
yep.
Which not many places have.
No.
This one came close. I found a lemonade stand,
yep.
like fresh squeezed, and it like pretty big cup too, and it got different flavors, so strawberry, classic, lemonade.
Cherry
limeade, whatever. So you buy, I forget how much it costs.
I think it was $4 for the original one.
Okay.
And then every time you wanted to go back, it was like a $2 refill.
Yeah, like $2 refill. So not free, but still like...
Great. Better than buying another drink from
yeah,
the
so,
concession stand.
So me and my wife, we got one, split it, mm-hmm. and then because we knew we'd just get multiple
yeah.
refills
yeah.
and did try different flavors. And so... That I love that, and
definitely.
I know. The other game we went to though, the last one, it wasn't open, so
yeah.
it's not. I guess it depends on what kind of crowd yeah, they're going to be.
I feel like it's probably open more for the like weekend games and stuff like that.
So that is a big hang up with that. But
it was disappointing.
Yeah. So and I don't know. You know, I'm not a big drinker, but they do have that same stand. You do have the option to get alcohol mixed
yeah.
into it. Now it is, I want to say it's like $7 just to put
mm-hmm.
that shot or whatever in it.
Yeah.
So, and it's not $2 refills on that either. So,
I mean, that's your thing though.
But I didn't try it. I'm sure it's good if you're into that, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go ahead and say this now that I'm pretty sure my review for the food at the Dash is probably going to be my highest score here. Because
okay.
I agree, like, at the 3-6 game, you know, mm-hmm. me, you, and we went with our buddy James.
Mm-hmm.
So, we all had free hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we didn't...
Too many hot dogs.
Too many hot dogs.
I'll reiterate that.
Way too many hot dogs.
You had more than I did.
Oh, man. Is that because I'm fat?
No.
I'm fat, ain't it?
No. Like, I had four, and that was too many for me. Like, I told you, I had a little rumbly that night, so...
I may have had six. which I found I feel that was a pretty good deal, because it was, they offered you three hot dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, technically the sign said it was three with every purchase that you made, but I'm pretty sure you went up there.
Yeah, I went up one time. No, I didn't get anything. I bought a drink the first time, and then I just went and got two hot dogs, and that was it.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, they got a little tip jar out there, you know.
Yeah, they might have been, because, you know, they didn't have a whole lot of people there, so they were just trying to get rid of their hot dogs. But, so I had the hot dogs, and then I had some fries and a drink, and all of it was good. I mean, the hot dogs are your standard ballpark hot dog. The one before that, though, had a cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. And in the past, going to a Dash game, like having the cheeseburgers before, it's always been, hey, these cheeseburgers are very mediocre. You know, they taste like almost school cafeteria cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Okay. This cheeseburger, though, was absolutely delicious. It didn't come with a whole lot. I think it came with lettuce and onion.
Mm-hmm.
So, me being the man that I am, had just meat on it. Meat and cheese. Probably should have put some ketchup on it, because it was missing a little bit of sauce. But the burger, it was a thick, really cooked patty. The cheeseburger was just delicious. And the fries have been good the last couple times we've been to. I mean, wasn't quite as cheap as, you know, doing the whole brat and fries, because the thing, it might have been $7 or $8 for the cheeseburger and having much for the fries and drink. I do agree that finding the lemonade stand was a great find, because, I mean, that's a whole lot better than going back to the concession stand every time and having to pay full price for another drink. So I'm glad you guys were able to find that.
Well, I will say, you did have to stand in quite a line for the lemonade, because it was very popular. And so to do that every refill, you know, you're missing a little bit of the game. But yeah, you can kind of see, you know, what's going on. But
yes, so if you feel like that's worth it, then, you know, it's worth it.
Yeah.
I think the time before the 336 game, I'm pretty sure I also had ice cream. I went up to, I didn't have Dippin' Dots, which, you know, I'm a big Dippin' Dots fan. I love me some Dippin' Dots. I just went and got regular ice cream, and that was like $6. Getting like little helmet, you know, little mini helmets they put some stuff in. And that was the one thing that I was not impressed about, is they only put maybe a scoop and a half of ice cream in there. And then it was also hot, so by the time I got back to the seat, it was melting.
Ice cream,
and I'm
too.
Just like, whatever. and I'm pretty sure that game was the one that my wife had a hot pretzel. And at the pretzel stand, they either give the option of giving, you know, like a regular salted pretzel, or you get a brown sugar cinnamon pretzel. So you have that option.
Yeah.
And she wanted the brown sugar pretzel, and that was actually pretty decent. It's a little bit more of a doughy pretzel, so that it kind of throws off the taste when it comes to the brown sugar. So it might be better as a salted, but it was still pretty good. And even though I had to wait, it came out hot.
Yeah,
they literally gave it to me right when they came out the oven. So
that's good.
Those were good. Mm-hmm. So I was definitely impressed with the food.
Yeah.
The last couple times that we've been, I feel like it's been really good. And like I said, I'm pretty sure it's probably gonna be my highest score. So,
So I'll go. So for the Disco Turkeys game, I did a 4.5, which I think, you know, mostly because lack of options.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure it's the same price for the hot dog there.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you're gonna get. You're gonna get the dash. You're gonna get some pretty good options for food.
Yeah. So we got more options. I think decent price for what I had.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go with a. I'll go with a 6 for the food.
6?
So,
okay.
Still might be a little low, but it's definitely, you know, higher than the previous time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I ever mentioned it. For my food, I gave 4, which, like you said, I think at the Disco Turkeys, I had chicken tenders and fries. And, you know, that's, it's not like chicken tenders and fries were nasty. Just lack of options. Disco Turkeys didn't have a whole lot. Dash definitely have a whole lot more options. The food was delicious. Maybe, I mean, you're going to a ballpark, so you're going to be spending quite a bit of money for food anyways. I'm actually going to give my score an 8, though. Okay, I'm going to go from a 4 to an 8. When I said this is going to be my highest score, it's going to be my highest score. So,
I'm still fighting with my tendency to, okay, so I've been to another place that's had amazing food. Yeah. I'm still minor league. And so I'm like, I know what I feel like I would give that one. So I don't want to, I'm trying to do my best not to compare, but.
That's going to happen.
You know.
It's going to happen.
So.
Yeah. I feel like, especially going in there and like expecting just a mediocre cheeseburger again, and then it just being like a really delicious burger. I feel like an eight's justified for me.
Yeah.
So
of course.
The last one that we're going to talk about is surrounding area.
Yeah, and this will probably be the absolute shortest segment because we've done it before. Nothing's changed in Winston-Salem.
Like, not within the last couple months.
So Nick gave it a 5.5. I gave it a 5.5. Do you have anything else to say?
Like, no, I mean, for those that haven't listened to our Disco Turkey review, like the whole reason we gave the surrounding area 5.5 is that, unfortunately, around Truist Stadium, like in the general vicinity, there's really not a whole lot to do. Mm. Like you're gonna have to drive or walk a little bit towards downtown to finally get to like bars or other restaurants or stuff like that. So there's really not a whole lot to do, and like you said, there's nothing's really changed. So to me, I think sticking with five and a half.
I'm fine sticking on my score too. So
all right, so 5.5 for you, 5.5 for me.
And hey, if you want to hear our full review of the surrounding area, go back to episode 1. Listen to that one.
Yeah. I mean, we take all the listens we can get. Gosh darn it. So right. can you pull up a calculator real quick and we'll get these scores?
All right.
All right. So for me, I had a 7, a 6.5, an 8, and a 5.5.
You've got a 6.75.
6.75 for me. All right, you had a 7, 6.5, 6, and a 5.5.
6.25.
All right, so that's 6.25 plus 6.75 divided by 2.
Six and a half.
6.5 as a whole.
So, and where that falls in our current rankings, so I guess I can do it overall. So Panthers Fan Fest, we had a 7.5.
Yep.
I believe this will fall in at number 2.
Number 2. Number 2.
6.5. Because, and then followed up by the Kannapolis Cannonballers at 6.3 and the Disco Turkeys at 5.2.
Yep. So where does this fall under just baseball stadiums?
Number 1.
Number 1
baseball.
Congratulations, Dash. Woo! Good job, guys. You guys earned it.
Yep. Our cheap seats, number 1, baseball. So I would say minor league, but hey, that's all. We haven't done any majors, so there you go. Take it while you can get it. Number 1 baseball stadium.
Exactly. For now.
For now. Until
well, next and that, year. That's, hey, if anybody at the Dash is listening, this is going to hold true at least for like 6 months.
Yep.
So you guys are going to be number 1 for at least until the start of next season.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations. We're proud of y'all.
Way to go, guys.
So yeah, I mean, do you have anything else that you need to add that you might have forgotten?
Not that I can think of. Just try to, I guess we can wrap it up. Try to land this plane or park this ship. No, that one doesn't work.
Park this bus?
There you go.
Dock this ship.
Dock the ship. That's the word.
Dock the bus. Bring it around town.
You know, it's the end of the episode when we're getting silly.
Dock this plane. Tie it up. Board it.
Not really any announcements, I guess. So, the next episode in 2 weeks, do our regular thing, talk about the news or what's happening. Mm-hmm. Don't know. We'll figure out a topic to talk about.
Yeah, like we mentioned at the beginning of the episode, it will since football season's, you know, by then it will be like smack dab right in the middle of it. So I feel like doing a football episode will be good. What football we're going to talk about, we're not entirely sure yet. We've been kind of throwing some ideas.
We've got ideas.
Might kind of narrow it down and let you guys decide. Mm-hmm. So. Be on the lookout on our social media. Might start a poll on our different social media accounts.
And speaking of social media, where can they find us?
Well, I am the social media manager.
Yep.
Sydney, get a t-shirt. All right, so guys, we are on Facebook. Try to stay as active on Facebook as we can. I haven't really been on Facebook a whole lot recently. So I haven't been quite as active as I have been. Mm. But do try to share some fun stuff. But if you guys want to go on Facebook and search for us in the search bar, it's Cheering from the Cheap Seats. It should be fairly easy for us to find. There's not a whole lot more on Facebook that has that name. So if you can't find us, you're not looking hard enough. I'm sorry, that was mean. But no, really. I'm the Facebook page runner. I mean, we're both running.
Yeah, so we're admin. I'm more of a lurker when it comes to Facebook. Creeper. I just view and don't participate much. I do some. I comment on stuff. I'll post here and there.
You do.
I did post a poll for the last episode about the Jameis Winston debate we had.
Cam Newton debate.
Where am I getting Jameis Winston? I don't know. Cam Newton
I do debate. Not want Jameis as my starting quarterback.
No.
The
Cam Newton debate, and I feel like most people sided with you on that one. So congratulations, but I still hold firm. I would gladly take him as backup quarterback.
Okay.
Well, anyways.
You're still wrong. I was making a point because I've never really searched for us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I just feel like with our name, like we should be fairly easy to find. So look for us there. We usually try to share memes and sports news and just whatever we find interesting. Every once in a while, we'll also share which games that we're going to. Like a few weeks ago, we were at the Virginia Tech football game.
Oh,
review coming soon.
Spoiler alert.
So we just like to share. You know, we like to hear from you guys. We like for you guys to share some stuff too. If you're not on Facebook, we're on Twitter and Instagram. We're at Cheer Cheap Seats. That's at the little at symbol. Mm-hmm. Cheer Cheap Seats. Definitely look for us there. We're on Snapchat at Cheer Cheap Seats. We're on Twitch at Cheer Cheap Seats. Haven't really had a whole lot of Twitch stuff going on. We're on YouTube now too. I've started putting all our episodes on YouTube. It's cheering from the Cheap Seats there. Is there anything else? Any other social media that I know? TikTok. TikTok is Cheer Cheap Seats.
Yeah,
too.
I guess we are on TikTok, aren't we? I don't know.
Don't sound so excited.
What's a TikTok? Darn. Well, I'm a millennial too. I can't say that. What's the generation after us? Gen Z? These darn Gen Zers.
Sure.
With their TikToks.
Hey, that's Adam Greason. If you want to fuss. But, I mean, guys, we're always looking for, you know, everybody to join our social media. We just like hearing from you guys. We like when you guys participate in stuff that we share. We were really impressed by the participation we got with the poll.
Yeah.
I actually got quite a bit of participation across all three of our major social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So, I mean, we always appreciate the participation.
Absolutely.
It makes us feel like we're being heard. Mm-hmm. Makes us feel like you guys are actually enjoying what we're talking about. So, just find us on any of those and, you know, come have some fun with us.
Yeah. And I think that about does it this week. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, pretty much wherever you get your podcasts. So, yep. If they allow, your platform of choice allows rates and reviews, go do that. 5 stars only, please.
Six stars if you can.
tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell your dog. I don't care.
Hey, Rowan. Cheering for the cheat seats, kid.
So, yeah, so just anybody, you know, we want to get this going, you know, more listeners, so.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think that about does it. You got anything else?
Nope, other than until next time, you guys, keep cheering.
See ya.